Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 10th day of Iyar, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Saita, Perek Revi, Mishnah Gimel. We learned earlier on in this Perek that if a person married a woman that was prohibited to him, like a Kohen Gadol who marries a widow, or an ordinary Kohen who marries a divorcee, and her husband gave her kinoy and she had stira, she will not get to drink it. She will not, and nor does she get a ksuba. Because it says, kisiste ishtoi, when her wife, his wife will go astray, from which we learn it has to be a woman who was fit to be married to him. Our mission is going to continue dealing with women who are not fit for the man to marry. For example, an almana widow who was pregnant from her deceased husband, or a nursing woman. The Chachamim made a ban on a woman who's nursing to get married until the child will be at least 2 years old. And the Gemara explains in the Yevamos, the reason is because if she does get married early and she gets pregnant, it'll affect the milk, and God forbid it could have a harmful effect on the child. Yerushalmi brings, in fact, Yerushalmi talks about quite derogatory about a person who does that, who marries a Mubaris, a pregnant woman of his friend, or a Menekes of his friend. Says the Mishnah, Muberes Chaveru, Menekes Chaveru, a person who violated the prohibition of the Chachamim, and he did marry a widow or divorcee who was pregnant from her first husband, or nursing a child. Lois Shoises, if he gave such a wife kinoy, he warned her, and they had stira, they went into private seclusion with a man, they would not get the waters administered to them. They would not get to drink the waters. Why? Because they're not fit. These women are not fit for him to marry. But they also, when they leave the marriage, because they'll have to leave the marriage, they will not get the ksuba. Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that a man is not allowed to marry a muberes, the pregnant wife of his friend, or the menekes, or the nursing wife of his friend. And if he did marry, he has to divorce her and never, ever take her back again. So this is clearly a case of Eina Ruy L'Kayma. She's not able to be to continue being married to him. So such a woman would never get to drink the waters, but would have to leave the marriage. The Chachamim say, when the time that he can separate from her now, and then take her back again, after the period of nursing the child is over, after 2 years. The Chachamim argue with Rav Meir, and they hold that if a person was over, he sinned, and he did marry the pregnant wife of his friend, or the nursing wife of his friend, he has to divorce her, and when the time comes, and she's fit, she's already had the 2 years of nursing, then he can take her back again. And therefore, the Chachamim hold, she is called a Re'uya Le'ishus. She's called a woman that's fit for her. Why? Because it's only a temporary time that he can't marry, that he can't be married to her. And therefore, according to the Chachamim, if whilst he was married to her, and he gave her kinoy, and he warned her, and she had stira, there will be the din of Sota. Sota will apply, and will give her the waters to drink. Eilonis. Eilonis is a woman who's not capable of having a child. She's born that way. She's born having masculine features, and therefore she can't have a child. Uzkena, and a woman who's old in the sense that she's no longer got her period anymore. She's ceased to have that. She can't have children either. Therefore, Visha'ena Roya Leled, or a woman who is not fit to drink, not fit to give birth because she might have had something, drunk some medicine that would render her now sterile. All these women, lo shosos v'lo notlos ksuba. They do not drink the waters, even if they were a sota, and they don't get the ksuba. They're not fit to, they were not fit for marriage. And that's because their mitzvah of pruvu could not be performed with them, with such women. So if a man married them, there's no way that she would be fit to be married to him, and for that reason, no din of drinking, of the giving to drink of the soda. Once again, they'd have to separate, they'd have to divorce, and she loses the ksuba because her own actions caused her this. Rabbi Eliezer says that they are fit for the husbands. Why? Yochalu lisa ish acheres. He could marry another wife, v'lirbos mana, and he could bear children from the other wife. So just because this woman is not capable of having children, he can still keep her because he can take another wife. In those days, they had more than one wife. And therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if he gave her warning, and she went into Astira, she went into private seclusion with another man after being warned, they would get to drink the waters of the Soter. The halacha, however, is not like Rabbi Eliezer. The halacha is like the Chachamim, that they are called, these women are called Eina Ru'uya Lishtais. They're not fit. Eina Ru'uya Ishus. They're not called fit for marriage, and for that reason, they will not get to drink the waters of the Soter. Ushar Kol Anoshim concludes the Mishnah, and all other women, either they drink, or they won't get the Ksuba. As we learned in the previous Mishnah, one who says, Eini Shoisa goes out without a Ksuba. Mishnah Dalit. Eishes Kohen, the wife of a Kohen, whose husband gave her kinu, gave her warning, and she had stira. Shoisa, she drinks the bitter waters, umotes lavaila, and she's permitted to the husband. If she was found out to be Torah, if she was found out to be, hadn't sinned, that the waters did not check her out, she's mutter to the husband. Now, why would you think she's not? She's the wife of a Kohen, she drank the waters, why would you think she can't go back to the husband? The Mishnah wants to tell us here that even though there is a possibility that a wife of a Kohen is much stricter than the wife of a Yisrael, because a wife of a Yisrael who was raped, who was taken by force, is permitted to go back to her husband. But a wife of a Kohen who was raped is forbidden to go back to the husband. And therefore, if she became a Soter, there's a possibility that maybe she was raped, and that's why the waters didn't check her out. In other words, yes, she's Tahora, as far as the waters are concerned, the waters had no impact on her, but it's possible that's the only reason is because she was taken by force, and therefore she should be Osir to her husband as a Kohen. Says the Mishnah's Chiddush is, no, that we are not worried, we do not worry that such a thing occurred. We say if she's had drunk the waters, she's been tested and she's fine, she has a din like any Eishes Yisrael, like a wife of a Yisrael, that if the waters didn't check her out, we assume she's innocent. And not just innocent, that she hasn't been raped at all or taken, and she's permitted to the husband. The Gemara says that even in a situation where she started to have effects and diseases started to occur and her limbs started to get sick, as long as it didn't occur in the way that the Torah says a Soter would be impacted. It didn't affect her belly to swell, nor did her thigh fall, which is the classic case of a Soter who had sinned. As long as that does not happen, she is mutter to the husband. The Gemara also explains another Chiddush, and that is, when you look at the parsha of the Soter, it says, V'hi lo nisposa, if she was not captured, if she was not forced, then she is permitted, implying that that's when she's osur. If she was lo nisposa, she was not forced, then, and she did it willingly, in other words, then we say she's asura. The implication is that if she was forced, then she would be permitted. And therefore, I might have thought that the parasha of the Soter is only dealing with what type of a woman who, if she was forced, she would be permitted a husband, that type of woman. But a wife of a Kohen who, even if she was taken by force, she's prohibited to a husband who's a Kohen. And therefore, I might think, maybe we don't even give her the waters to drink. Comes along the Mishnah and tells us she does. She does get her, that a wife of a Kohen gets to drink as well. Continues the Mishnah, Eishes Soris Shoisa, a wife of a eunuch, of a person who is a eunuch, will get to drink. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush here is that even though it says in the parsha of the Soter, Vayiten ish boch es shchovto mi bala de ishech, a man, this is what the Kohen warns the woman, if a man has slept with you instead of your husband, implying, that seems to imply, that a husband who is, her husband is capable of living with her, and not a soris. So therefore I might have thought that if a husband is a soris, is eunuch, maybe he can't maybe she doesn't get to drink the waters. Comes along the Torah, comes along the Mishnah, and tells us that no, a man, a husband, even though he may not be capable of producing seed, of having children, doesn't matter, but he's capable of lying with her, of shchiva with her, and therefore, because of that, we say she gets to drink the water. Al yedei kol harois mekanin, says the Mishnah, that the husband can warn her about any arois. When in the warning of when he says to her, do not go to appear in hiding, or don't go in seclusion in private with that man, that can apply even if the man is a relative where there's arois, might be her brother, might be her son, might be her father. He can give her a warning, and the warning is valid. And if she did have seclusion, went into private with any of these relatives, she will be forbidden to him until they give her the waters to drink. Now, why should you think any differently? Why should you think that there's not a soita? She's not a soita if you only warned her about a relative. The Gemara explains, because it says in the Parsha of Soita twice the word nitma, from which we learn that she is forbidden for the husband, but also for the man who she went with, the other man, the philanderer. So, and therefore, one might have thought that when do we say she's a soita? If the act that she did made her forbidden to the husband and to the philanderer, to the other man. But if he warned her about arroyos, about a man who's already related to him, and anyway forbidden, because it's governed by the incestuous relationship law, then since she's anyway also without the case of soda, maybe we won't give her to drink. Comes along the Mishnah and says, no, she does get to drink, even though the warning was about, and the whole story happened with a close relative that were one of the arroyos. It implies differently, no. So we say that the pasuk is there for legufoy. It's there for the chiddush itself, not to be mamait, not to exclude arroyos. Chutz min hakotn. Except for, however, what is excluded is if the husband warns her about not going with a minor, that will not be included. A minor means here anyone under 9 years and 1 day who cannot properly have relations with a woman. And therefore, if he warned her about an 8-year-old, for example, a 7-year-old, it would not be counted. So cotton does not mean what it normally does under 13, according to the Rambam. Others say that it does mean to exclude under bar mitzvah. So some of us have learned that less than 13 years and 1 day, that would be excluded as well, because it means the Torah says ish v'shachav ish. So if a man has slept with her, and a cotton is not called a man, so there's a machlokes how to learn the Mishnah. What does it mean by cotton here? Under nine years and 1 day, or does it mean under bar mitzvah? Umi shesheino ish. And finally, says the Mishnah, it does not include if he warns her about someone who's not a man, i.e., an animal. If he's mekane, if the husband warns her not to be, warns his wife not to have relations or to be in hiding with an animal or with a cotton, the warning is not considered a warning, and there's no din of the soita applicable.